I guess I'll get started. What's going on, guys? This is Freight Broker Live. Today is, what is today? February 13th. It is 2:02 on the East Coast. If you're watching this on Facebook, do me a solid. Share it out a ton. I've got some breaking news out of Washington, D.C. Truckers will be truckers, right? Yeah. Well, so I have some breaking news out of Washington, D.C. Plus, we have the ongoing battle between whatever you call it. We got the ongoing battle between OIDA and TIA, and it's getting deeper. You know, I put out an article this morning about OIDA sending a new call to action. Well, the TIA has just issued their own call to action to their members and haven't even had a chance to write an article about it. God. I got to start off with D.C. So for anybody who doesn't know and you live under a rock, the truckers have been protesting in D.C. now for what? 13 days. Today is the 13th day in a row that they've been protesting cheap freight, broker transparency, bad whatever, price gouging, all this stuff. Well, let me see if I can get this up on my screen here. Today, it changed. There's another protest today. And it was separate from the trucking protest, even though you watched some of the videos and there were some things going on earlier in the week and where you would think that they were connected, but they're actually not connected once you actually do a little bit of research. There was a motor coach protest where 800 buses were descending on the city and they actually had a plan. They want $15 billion government bailout because, you know, the bus industry is not like the trucking industry. Everyone stopped. And while social distancing and all these guidelines and the negative press about, you know, staying far apart, they're really at quite a risk to not make any money for a long time. So what they decided to do is descend on New York City, New York City, D.C. I put out an article just before this one and, do I even have it open? I don't even think I have it open. If you go to freightbrokerlive.com, you'll see it. And the title of that article is Truckers Protesting Cheap Freights Have Blocked a Pre-Planned Motor Coach Rally Route, causing the buses to have to go. And sorry, it's not opening up on my screen. This is posted in a bunch of groups. You guys could share it out to social media, other groups if you want. If you're watching on YouTube, like the page, all that good stuff. So this... At 10:30, you know, there was press release after press release. The bus movement was getting national news. It was getting national news coverage left and right. They've been doing it for a while and then publicizing it well before these truckers even started coming into the D.C. I found press releases and news articles from April 20th and further beyond, because I was actually going to write a whole story about just that and how that industry is kind of, you know, partnered with this industry and we're all seeing things messed up. Well, then the truckers in D.C. decided to take matters into their own hands. And anyone that's been watching social media since 11 o'clock, you've seen people walking around with their phones and recording videos of all these buses going through the city, and there's trucks in the middle. And it's kind of funny because this was supposed to be a silent protest. The bus protest was originally supposed to be like a silent rally. And it's Buses Move America is the hashtag for it. So you guys can check. It's been going on for a long, long time. It's May 13th, not February 13th. Anyway, where does it say February? Or did I say that on accident? I don't know. Anyway, so there's these protests going on in D.C., and now all these buses are also in D.C., and let me put this up on the screen. This is one video. I didn't save all the other videos, but this is one video that's online. And I'll play it just so you guys can see. I think I have the sound muted because it's obnoxious. Probably going to do the same thing it always does. The software sucks. I got to get a better software. Let me see if it goes. But Robert Bubberg said if buses shut down, it won't affect anything. Well, it will, actually. 100,000 jobs and $9 million, or $9 billion in lost income. So, yeah, it does affect things. You know, just to, we lost 80,000. Now it's not working. All right. Let me wait, and I'll just minimize this, and hopefully it picks up. But, yeah, so what I was going to say is all these buses are going by, all the truckers are hitting their air horns. It looked like trucks at some point decided to join this parade of buses that are going around. All the videos were saying, hey, this is great. You know, they're here. One lady was saying that they drove all the way here from across the country to support truckers. Not true. It's not true. It's all over social media, Ralph. You can go to the disrespected trucker group. You can go anywhere and you'll see it. But so all these trucks started joining it, and then it looks like two trucks on whatever direction it is, eastbound, two trucks westbound, decided to stop. So now these buses had to navigate around the traffic, and then they got mad again, and all the protesters. I don't know what the rationale is, but they ended up walking out onto Constitutional Avenue right at the White House like entrance there and blocked the road. And the police came out and tried to get them to move, and they apparently refused to move. And so they actually had to detour another protest. The bus truck rally had to detour, so they're no longer going down Constitution Avenue, which is kind of funny when, you know, all the truckers were walking around saying this is for them. So here's my prediction. This rally is done. This protest is done. That I firmly believe Washington's Metro Police Department are going to come in and they're going to tell all these truckers to get the hell out. Because while for the past 12 days, past 12 and a half days, they've been respectful. They've been cleaning up after themselves. They've been maintaining traffic lanes and doing all that stuff. And now what they did is they went out and they acted crazy because they, you know, calling for the president. I mean, here's a couple of things. One, they call it a siege. They're saying, you know, DC trucker siege and all this stuff. So they're calling it a siege, which is an issue for me in the first place. And then they go out and just make a fool of themselves. If any – what's the right expression? If anything was actually going to be accomplished, I think it was just barreled down. By blocking the roads and detouring all these trucks and all that stuff, I think it they just ruined it. This is my personal belief. I can't back it up. This is my belief. It's just not good. It's not good. A lot of people say – I see some people are saying, no, it's not. I mean, again, this is just my belief. I can't – yeah, let me see if – I got this video playing now. It's going to be choppy. I apologize. But this is them on Constitutional Avenue. See, you can see all the trucks. They blocked up the trucks on that side. And then you'll see over here they block trucks, forcing all these buses to have to haphazardly navigate around everything. Later on in the video, you see the line of buses right there. Can I make this bigger? You can see a line of buses. Right down the middle of the lane. They were forcing these buses to have to pull U-turns on Constitution Avenue because these protesters blocked the road and didn't do anything. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know why they thought this would be a good idea. If you want to use that, because here's the fact is the protesters, the group that was behind the buses across or buses move America. This group was really organized. This group was really organized. So they actually had press releases. They had national media attention before they even got there. It's not like the truckers where there was very little media attention. I've been covering it nonstop, but very little people did this. So now that they have done what many of us predicted when you were supporting this, would you like to acknowledge we were right? I don't know what you mean. By acting like idiots? No, to be honest, I thought they were going to be a little bit more respectful because this is dumb. This is dumb, if you ask me, you know, because now what they're doing is they're affecting somebody else. I am going to reach out to the American Bus Association and try to get a comment from them. And because I just don't know how anybody, I mean, they were walking around in the beginning and they were saying that, I mean, look, they just blocked the damn road, caused all the buses to have to reroute around them. The cops did come up, and all the videos are gone, or not gone, they're still posted, but I haven't seen any live videos in the past half hour or so. But they're causing all the buses to go around, and they're waving at the buses like, hey, look, yeah, you know, you guys are supporting us. They're not there for the trucking company. They're there for the motor coach industry. There's press releases out the butt about it. And it's I just don't know why they thought this was a good idea. I really don't. You know, the cops walked up to him. At one point, you see an officer in tactical gear walk up to one of the guys, and he, you know, the guy's like standing there firm and doesn't move, and you know, and they're saying, "We won't move, we won't go, we won't go." I mean, as you can see, it's just, and there's not even that many of them, but they literally just blocked the street there and caused a pre-planned route you have to deviate around. See those three trucks there? I mean, that's what they were doing. When this protest was still going on, what they ended up doing is they were putting the trucks in inside where all the buses are going. They're pulling out trucks inside this protest like it was a joint protest between the buses and the trucks. We saw earlier in the week where they said that there were these protests or that these buses were coming and it became a big deal and they're all like, oh, they're coming to support us. It caused me to start doing a little bit of research, which is why I was putting out the article today anyway about the bus rally, you know. But the thing, it was supposed to be a silent protest, and so these drivers all just showed that it didn't matter to them. It didn't matter. You know, it the only thing that I don't know why they thought this was a good idea. I really don't. Let me see. Yeah, this is after they had buses. I don't know if it caught it in this video, but there was videos of these big mega coaches having to pull U-turns in the middle of Constitution Avenue, in the middle of the road, because the truckers and all these protesters blocked the entire road. If you watch, it is kind of, and I'm not trying to laugh at it, but if you watch the beginning of the video, they're talking about how these truckers came and supported them and did all this, and all the buses did all this, and then they ruined it by literally ruining a peaceful protest by another group of people. And that group of people actually came with a plan. They knew exactly how much money they're trying to get as part of a bailout. They actually came, you know. I mean, they came prepared, this bus rally. They talked to the senators. They had appointments. They had everything. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Blocking the whole road down, interfering with another rally that you guys are saying was there to support the trucking industry. And then you block them down and force them to U-turn. And keep in mind, these buses drove from far away. I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't. It doesn't make any sense. But this is our representation in D.C. right now. And, you know, I know I'm going to get a lot of hateful comments by this. but this is our representation, guys. This is the people standing up for the American trucker. Let's block down the highway. Let's first say that these guys are there to support us, and then let's block it down so they have to pull U-turns in the middle of the street and really disrupt their entire protest. Someone wrote in the comments earlier today, they said it looks like a bunch of spoiled kids. You know, maybe they were mad because someone else decided to have a protest and go around. That's what it looks like to me. It looks like a bunch of, it's too bad. And you can hear.
I am assuming at this point they have been given.
I don't even want to listen. To
down order against us.
Yeah, I guess I can do that.
And thank you very much. Hold on. Like I said, we all support.
Did you hear that? He said he's a. All right, whatever. He said he believes at some point that the law enforcement was given a stand down order against these guys, which they probably were. And I guarantee, just like, you know, there was a little build up last week, and then I think they decided not to. But you know what's going to end up happening? Mike Weldon said it's very clever, actually. The bus companies knew those trucks were at it and added attention to both industries. If anybody there supported the industry and 400 bus showed up on the same street, everyone would be excited. Except I found press releases where the bus, the associations that were behind the bus movement started doing this before early April. They started planning this thing because they were already in crisis. They were in crisis because remember in March, the last 2 weeks in March, rates spiked for us in the transportation industry. Carriers were making money. Bus drivers were not. Bus companies were not. So this wasn't a plan, a strategic plan for buses and trucking to align. This was a plan that went way back for the bus companies. Here's just look up bus. What is it? Buses Make America or something, whatever the hashtag. It's in the comment here. look up. They have so much publicity already. They have so much publicity. And what it really seems to me is this was a publicity stunt gone bad. The truckers decided to, you know, jump on that train for some reason. And I don't know, they ruined one movement, and this just looks bad. So I can almost guarantee, I would almost be willing to put money on it, that the police department are going to kick all these guys out, that they're not going to be there by the end of the week. It doesn't make sense. Mike Timmy said, hold on, so buses and trucks are parked there. No, this see, that's the thing about the bus movement. The buses weren't going there to support trucking. The buses were driving across the country. They have expensive vinyl wraps on their trucks and saying buses move America. That's what the hashtag is and all this stuff. And then and then, you know, they descended from all across the country and to do a one-day driving rally. They weren't even going to stop. The other people, the administrators for the associations and all the people that actually were pushing for legislation were going to stop and meet with congressmen. They already have meetings set up. You guys can find press releases if you want to, try to back it up if I'm not doing anything right or if you don't think that what I'm saying is correct, because there's hundreds and hundreds of press releases. If you go to busesmakeamerica.com, they have every single news article that mentions any issue with buses. You know, for days and days and days and days. It goes back, way back. I only got to April, but there were hundreds and hundreds of articles, including from trucking media outlets. You know, Transport Topics had articles there. I don't know who thought this was a good idea. It wasn't a good idea. It wasn't. No matter which way you look, it wasn't a good idea. But it's unfortunate, to be honest. It's a little unfortunate because I think they were doing well. The protest, as everyone knows, or maybe don't know, I was in support of this protest. I'm in support of freight broker transparency. I don't think it matters to me in my business. I think the only thing it would be good is it would surprise some people. You know what I mean? It would surprise some people to realize, hey, not all brokers are making a crap ton of money like everyone else thinks. But I don't know. It was ruined. I mean, I would be very, very surprised. I would be very, very surprised if they stay there. I would. I'd be very, very surprised if they allow them to stay. But whatever. People have been posting about this for a while. I mean, the buses have been coming. Even the group that's behind this movement has been talking about it for a while. That these buses were descending on the city. That they were coming to New York. They were saying it under the guise of these buses are part of their, I don't know what you want to call it, that these buses were part of their trucking movement, which is incorrect. And I'm not trying to discredit anything, but it's not true. This movement's been going on before anybody even in the trucking industry talked about going to D.C. because bus drivers have been hurting since the coronavirus first came out. People stopped driving. People stopped getting, you know, just like the airline. Crazy. Anthony Brown said on Facebook, if you operate your business properly, you will keep trucking. Yeah. I don't understand it. I really don't. And people they're going back and forth a lot. And the OIDA is going back and forth and everyone. What are they doing now? This is an old video, so I can't tell how long it was. There's another video of all the buses. Let me throw this one up so you can see it. But they did. They blocked it and changed the entire route.
Everyone has all these buses. Owner up.
Hold on. I don't even know what he's saying. Again, I think maybe I shouldn't play this because it'll discredit everything else that's going on. Hold on. Nah. I'll get it up once it starts working. It's being delayed.
Operators.
All right, hold on.
These people have bus payments. These people have a business.
All right, this is going to be good. So we'll listen to this one. This is someone else who just posted this video online on one of the Facebook groups.
Executive order. We got executive parking spaces. Nobody can bother us. We are the ones that Trump said.
Can you guys hear this? Type in the chat if you can.
We got 1,000. We want 200,000 trucks. We want this whole city shut down. And we're doing it so that the president knows that we love him. And we know he'll help us. But we know those people up there in that capital, they don't give a squat squirrel. As I talked to that
squat squirrel
this morning, Schumer, and all he could say is Trump lies. Yeah, really, Trump boys. No, you and Nancy Pelosi wouldn't stop attacking them. You're just a bunch of bums. But oh, we're out here, we're honking our horns, flashing our lights, and we're going to make this.
I heard something good, so I want to play it.
Every day until we get you to come by. Just come by. Come on down. Where you can come right out to Circle. Secret Service escorts you. They're our friends. We even got the park ranger guys. We love you, and we just want you to be the president and come out and see the people. But we're here for you, and we need you to say hello. Come on out. Look at there. There's another one. The DOT owner-operator. Everyone at all these buses, owner-operators, these people have bus payments. These people have a business. Owner-operator, that's my...
They're not owner-operators, dude. They're parts of big companies. They're parts of motor coach companies, big companies. That's why they're in D.C. Oh, God, man. It's bad. You know? It's and I wish I could find other videos because I don't want people to say, "Oh, you're just playing this." Hold on.
Gonna keep coming, keep coming. We're gonna ring this city off the hook. Hey, there you are. Look, another one.
Hold on, I can't mute the sound, so I muted it for you guys, so you didn't have to hear it anymore. But it was playing in my ear. It is what it is, guys. It's just it's not good. Lil Have Official on YouTube said he's laughing because he knows all these people are hurting and he's the one profiting. I've moved one load in a month, bro. As a freight broker, I'm probably hurting more than the – well, unless you're sitting around not making any money, because I'm not making any money. So I'm losing money every single day, just like carriers. I'm not losing as much because my overhead isn't quite as much. But you guys want to talk about overhead. I made the TIA – God, if you actually look at what's happened in the past couple of days, let's just say past 13 days in this industry, look at it from the very beginning. The drive, you know, all the stupid videos that he said were fake, all the OIDA jumping in late, all the DC protests, my video going up to DC and interviewing Rick, the OIDA's new statement that came out yesterday and trying to get people to go back to request paperwork from brokers, and then TIA today puts out a statement. I haven't even put it out yet. I think they had so much to say they couldn't fit it in one of their email blasts. They actually put an attachment with their official statement, and it's just so good. I may have to print it again. Let me see if I can just find one paragraph because it's very good. Let me see if I can find this paragraph. Oh my gosh! So this statement is by Robert Boltman. And then this is one statement. This is real. This isn't fake. He's now making a call to action to all his members to answer the brokers or answer the carrier's claims. And as long as it's not in their contract and blah, blah, blah. And I'll put that all in an article. But what was interesting, I don't know what you're talking about. Someone being tased. I didn't hear about that. But here's one. This is from Robert Boltman's speech today. I guess I am confused. Did we turn back the clock to 1978 and regulate rates? No. Most of you and most OIDA members were not in business during those happy days of regulation. Maybe we have been transported to some communist country where rates and profits are controlled. No, we regulated communism to backwater countries like Cuba. Trade Association president saying this crap. So maybe the owner-operators have their own sales force to find shippers to find shipper freight to fill their trucks and therefore really do not need brokers, but use you because they like you. No, they use brokers to be their sales force and keep their trucks full and stay in business because they cannot do it without you. So the reason they want to know this information is either that they are seeking some regulation over rates and margins, or they've got some other mischievous purpose in mind. This is so great. it's like a high school battle between popular kids and not popular kids. You got the OIDA in one corner and then you got the TIA in the other, and they're just going back and forth and just going back and forth. It doesn't make any, it's just so goofy. It's the arguments going back and forth about this are just crazy. If you're a broker, open up the book. Craig Bliss said, did he actually write that? Yeah, he did. He actually did. It doesn't make any sense. doesn't make I mean, people don't have any common sense right now in this industry. Like the guys that are in D.C. that thought it would be a good idea to block Constitution Ave. Who thought that would be a good idea? And you know what? There are people. What's up, Truckers Coach? There are people that forecasted this shit was going to happen. A lot of you guys did in my videos. A lot of other people did as well. They said there's no way they're going to be able to be honorable the entire time. There's no way. But so they go out and they block it down and they essentially ruin someone else's rally, which doesn't make any sense because in the beginning of the video they were saying that all these trucks came to them to support the American truck driver. And so why block it down so they can't go? So they can't continue on their rally. Probably because every single bus had, you know, answers to the, like, had solutions literally in vinyl print on the side of the buses. These companies spent money. They didn't have paper signs. They had vinyl wrap on these buses saying, we need bailouts. We need government bailouts. They actually put forth something to affect change. Unlike the protesters who have been sitting in D.C. saying that they want price gap or whatever the hell they're trying to do. Who the hell knows? Does anybody actually know what they're trying to stand for? Because I don't anymore. I don't anymore. Oh, my God. Lil Have Official said, you have no expenses or your own truck. Probably even drive a company truck. I guess you guys are going back and forth like kids. Oh, it's just sad. It's just sad. Daniel Kors said, blame me. I was the one that stopped traffic. It's all stupid. And if you really did it, then you're a dummy. That's what I have to say. If that was really you, then you're a dumbass too. You know, it doesn't make any sense. You guys had something. You were sitting there for a long time. You had more trucks coming. And I know this is what you heard from the president. Crickets. See? I forgot I had that button. Yeah, it's sad. Mike Weldon said, would you agree that it's a great effort? You are a driver, owner of trucks, and a broker. You're currently trying to move trucks. Instead, you have one load a month. Go back to D.C. and help organize the facts. I would never affiliate with anyone that's there now. I went up to D.C. and I saw everybody. And Robin Cornell said, the motor coaches in Washington, D.C. are owner-operated. No, they aren't. They're some of them were, but they're parts of fleet. I mean, they're parts of motor coach fleet. Not each one is individually owned. It's just sad. It's sad. Mob Entertainment said a wrap for a car is about $1,200. Yeah, they were these were wraps. Someone else pointed it out to me, and then when I was watching the videos today, I was like, damn, they spent a lot of money, you know. But they also they hired PR firms to put out statements. You know, they have articles. They had major news coverage. It was everywhere that this was going on, everywhere, and every single news organization had picked it up, and they still are right now. You know, it is what it is. Daniel Kors, the gutless broker. Why? Because I think it was stupid. And I think you ruined what you guys were trying to stand for. That makes me a gutless broker. Does that even make any sense? Daniel Kors. It doesn't make any sense. I was up in D.C. I went up to D.C. I interviewed people. I talked to every single person. And then all the other things that everyone was actually going back and forth. You can say that all you want, Daniel Kors. Why do you see? I'm gonna lose my patience. But I was gonna say, you come see me, bro. Instead, I just blocked him. It's crazy. It's crazy. It is what it is. What can you do? I mean, people try to go out and make their movement and do what they have to do, and I applaud the effort from all these guys. And that's the one thing I said the entire time. I applaud all these truck drivers that went in there until today. Until today. Because when they all decided to act crazy like this and block the roads and disrupt someone else's protest, it now put a bad taste in the mouth of me and probably the majority of people. You know how many emails I got from people, brokers and carriers? You see what's going on in D.C.? You see what's going on? Didn't shed a good light on these people. Truckers Coach TV said rates are on the rise in some areas. That they are. Freight volumes are up 25%, almost across the board. Flatbed, I think, reefer had a 11% increase in volume. But rates are starting to go up. Freight dispatchers to catch me outside, bro. Yeah, it is what it is. I just don't understand it, man. They worked so hard for it. Who there thought it would be a good idea? I don't know who's in charge there anymore. You know what I mean? I don't know who's in charge there. Just to think, today, the organization that I have, even though I feel like crap, I'm still going to have a meeting where you're going to officially back this group, you know, the trade organization that I started. We were going to officially back the protest. No, not anymore. I'm retracting that. Or I don't want to be affiliated with this. Look what they did. They ruined the chances of someone else getting publicity. Why? I have no idea. It's just sad. It's sad. And you guys are going back and forth. I'm sorry I can't. If someone is giving crap on YouTube, just let me know and I will boot you. I'll boot them. Team Tiny said still down 50% year over year. Yeah, because I think it's what, 40% of the nation's businesses are still closed? So, of course, freight volumes are going to be down. Rates are going to be down. But they're starting to come back. They're starting to come up. It's going to take a long time. And when they finally do come up a little bit, then they're going to dive again as manufacturing goes to try to keep up. Look at all the businesses that are closing. We're starting to find it out. You know, Helen, one of my writers, wrote an article yesterday about factories that are closing. It happened. Alex Dowell said, Truckers Coach, 5 to 10 cents isn't much of a rise. Come on, man. You're at least just someone. You don't have a dog in this fight. I believe he's a truck driver, so he has a dog in this fight. Just like a freight broker has a dog in the fight. Just like a insurance company all has a dog in the fight. This is the trucking industry isn't just truckers. That's what people don't understand. The trucking industry is the entire industry. We just rely on trucks to haul the freight. But the only thing that's going to happen right now is that these kind of protests and these kind of demonstrations, at today's demonstration, are going to make it so no one ever takes it seriously again. The trucker's coach said, you're stupid. That is true. He's on the spot market, so he books his own loads every single day. If it's any consolation, a lot of these guys, I realize too, because every now and then someone ticks me off, and so I look around with them. Mike Weldon said, did I see the interview with the previous TQL employee from last night? It was alarming. While I knew the information being true, it was alarming to hear from the actual mouth of a previous TQL employee. I don't even know what video you're talking about. If it's Rick Santiago, no, I could give a shit. I try not to watch his videos anymore. Every video I listen to, it just makes me stupider, I think. And to be honest, it's like the boy who cried wolf. You ever hear that story? And I don't know if that's the video you're talking about, but the boy who cried wolf. You know, he lied about wolves and wolves and wolves and wolves, and then he gets eaten because no one listened to him when he actually had something real to say. Freight dispatcher said, why did the rates go up? Because of protests. DC. I hope he's joking. No, the rates went up because businesses are starting to open. That cannot be real. Come on. That's not a real comment. Hopefully not. I don't know, man. I'm really upset by this. It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. They really wasted a really good opportunity, if you ask me. They wasted a good opportunity. They could have, stood in solidarity, I guess is the easiest way to say it. They could have stood in solidarity with these bus drivers. Instead, they started like claiming that it was all with them and that it was all their thing too. Which, I mean, even then, it doesn't matter. But I don't know, man. I watched this today, and it really bugged me. It really bugged me because I was watching it, and then they're like, "Oh, they came to DC to support us. They came to DC who despoiled." Steve, I can't believe you went with boy who cried wolf. You know this group have never heard that story. Yeah. Oh, my God. Matthew said he is Rick Santiago. Yeah, I mean, I don't care. Like I said, I don't have anything against the guy personally. I just don't believe a damn word he says. You know, I can't because I know some of the stuff that he said is patently false. So I just, you know, that's my belief. And everyone is out there and can make their own opinion. And I'm not saying freight brokers aren't price gouging. I know they are. Okay? I know there are some freight brokers out there price gouging. You know? Lil Have Official said, you have the upper hand to extend to superiors. Put your voice in if you're on our side and help this industry. I already have. My videos have thousands of views. Not as much as all these little viral videos that come out. But I continuously have a tremendous amount of views all the time. And my position hasn't changed. I say the same thing every time. You know, I say the same thing every time. I support these guys. Yes, there are people price gouging. We need some sort of government bailout for the trucking industry, for small trucking. People are only now getting the EDIL loans and the PPP loans. The transportation industry seems to have been an afterthought for a lot of these fixes. But I went up to D.C. and I talked to people. I talked to him. I talked to other people there. And I didn't. There was no sense of stability there, and that's what I said in the videos. I didn't see. No one had a mission. No one. To this day, the only group to publicly ask for any sort of immediate financial solution to this industry. Guess who it was? The TIA, a freight brokers trade group, was the only one to go out and say carriers need immediate financial support. Small business truckers need immediate financial support. They are the only ones. OIDA did it back in April before this protest even happened. It took them a week to even just say that they stand with these guys. And they didn't even say it until they got a tweet from the president, or until the truckers got a tweet from the president and hats got delivered out. And they're like, oh, you know what? We support them. And now they're riding hard, probably because other people are saying that they may have lost a lot of members. That's alleged. I have no idea whether they did or not. But the only people to actually have a plan, there's another group that's waiting, patiently waiting for these guys to leave D.C. so they can go in with a plan. But they're not coming out publicly yet. You know, I've been talking with them as much as they'll let me to hear my side of things. And not my side of things, but to hear both sides. Because a lot of people, a lot of carriers, we only see the very the obnoxious ones online. And the ones that just don't necessarily pay attention to what's actually going on. We see those guys just pushing the whole the freight broker price gouging and set margins. We need regulated rates and all these other things. But there is no focus for those people. What do they want? They want brokers to be regulated. And we heard it from the video today with Janet. She said the same thing. She wants criminal investigations open into brokers. Yeah, good. Open criminal investigations into brokers. Except they won't do it. Why? Because what they're doing is not illegal. If they're doing something illegal, then they'll open up criminal investigations. What they're doing is unethical. It's not illegal by any means. They're not price gouging. It's a free market. As much as everyone hates that, well, that's the truth. So instead of focusing on something, and can you imagine if all these truckers one day change their signs to "We need financial support, otherwise we're done, we're closed"? Just one uniform thing like that. Or send, you know, text messages. You remember when they did that whole text message blitz? What was it, last weekend? Yeah, that was me. I talked to one of them, and I said, what are you guys doing? You have a huge platform. Get all your members to send out text messages. And she's like, oh, well, I'll run it by. And then within a couple of hours, they're all sending out text messages. Each message, and this is the thing I said, you got to make sure the text messages all have a uniform mission. They all say the same thing across the board. So what do? They send out 500 different variations of freight brokers are price gouging. Truckers need your support. Come out of the White House. We're not leaving till you leave or until you come out. That's what they wrote. They didn't say, hey, and just like I said, tell them you need financial support. Tell them you need help. Nobody's done it. The only people that have asked for that are our freight broker association. How many times have I said that on this show alone? We're on the late night freight when I'm drinking. And I'm probably doing that tonight, by the way, even though I feel like crap, but I need to drink whiskey because I do not feel good today. So tonight will be freight and whiskey. 9 o'clock Eastern time. I don't know, man. It's just sad. It's sad. Shea Armstrong said, any president is not going to listen to hundreds of complaints with no organization, leadership, or single point of contact. This needs to be more organized. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there is no, I mean, even some of the leaders had to leave to go actually make money. It is, and I don't fault them for that at all. They had to make a choice. They have families and kids and all that stuff that they have to go and support. I don't know, man. It's upsetting. And it's not going to end. Robin Cornell said, motor coaches' role for awareness is a one-day grassroots event born from independent motor coach operation, industry, suppliers, and state associations represented by joint. Yeah, I know. It's in my – I mean, what do you grab that from my article? That's in my article as well. They're independent and motor fleets. You know, a fleet with five trucks is an independent operator, by the way. That's what they're saying. Because they have big ones like Greyhound, and then they have smaller fleets. It doesn't make any sense. Everyone is, you know, such a proponent of this thing and trying to get support, but then it doesn't seem like anybody actually has the steps to go. Everyone wants to fight this cheap freight narrative. And I said it in my article yesterday, the OIDA article that I wrote. I said, you know what's going to end up happening is rates are going to start coming up and all these trucks are going to leave, and nothing that they've gone there and done will have any lasting effect. As soon as rates come up and volumes come up, they're on their way up now. So we'll give it another week or two, and then rates will become manageable. And hopefully the rates will be above or close to operating costs, and carriers won't be able to sit around anymore. So they're going to have to take these loads. And this is going to die out. It's not going to go anywhere. Because they missed it. They missed the chance. And today they did what everyone says. You know, what if President Trump was sitting back in the office and sitting there going, you know what? I think I'm going to meet with them. And then a staffer runs in and goes, you need to see what's on Facebook. and then he's like, yeah, I'm not meeting them. I mean, that's all hypothetical. I have no idea whether that happened. I don't know, man. It sucks because they had a good movement. They had a really good social media campaign, even though some of it was false. They had a really good drive. And I'm saying they had because I think it's done. I really think it's done. And if they don't kick him out, I would be disappointed as a tax-paying citizen, because now it doesn't make any sense. I don't like it. Is there new videos out? Because that's what they were doing originally before they shut down Constitution Avenue, is those trucks were just driving on Constitution, driving slow as hell, delaying all the buses who were on their own protest. But maybe they've opened it up now. Jose Jimenez said rates are up in the West Coast because everyone knows produce controls the markets. Well, it's produce season. So, of course. Yeah, I think those are old videos. I don't see any new videos, unfortunately. But I was watching the video and like 500 of you guys all sent me messages. And you're like, do you see what's going on in D.C.? I got them on LinkedIn. I got them on Facebook. I got text messages from you guys. And you're all like, are you watching this? And I'm like, unfortunately, yeah. Unfortunately, I am. It's sad. It's really sad because I think they just killed their movement. And I'd be very surprised if they're not removed. I would be very, very, very surprised. And like I said, me as a taxpayer, I'd be a little let down. Because I think that this, it doesn't look good. Justin posted a link there. I can't click on the links. It is what it is. I don't know if that's a live video or what. It's just sad. It's sad. They had a really good movement, you know. And even though I disagreed with a lot, yeah, that's from 2 hours ago. I watched those too. And then they shut down the road. And then they refused to get out of the road when the cops walked up to them and said, just keep it down to one lane, guys. You don't even need to get out of the road. Just keep it down to one lane. And they're like, okay. And then as soon as he turned around, they go and block the entire street. Doesn't make any sense. Laz said, we have to protest and clog up the streets with our Audis, Benzes, Beamers, and such. Yeah. That's what one of the disrespected trucker guys said. He said, all brokers, you know, thank you. As you enjoy your weekend, thank you for all the trucks and all the support. You finally mobilized trucking. Something like that. Said we're going to go, you know, having nice dinners and take rides in our Ferraris. Man, there's such a disconnect between the industry. There's such a disconnect between the industry. I wish I had a Ferrari. I've been trying to get a Porsche for years, and I still don't have one, and I want one so bad. But now I'm putting on weight, too, because of the weightlifting, and I probably won't even fit in the damn Porsche now, but I've wanted one forever. Mike Weldon said during Katrina, the hurricane water was being sold for $10 a case. That was in the news for price gouging. It said it was illegal. That was supply and demand. What the hell is this difference except for owner-operator? Freight rates have been a mess for 50-plus years. I will agree with you that rates are cheap as hell. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. But rates are cheap. Rates are low. Even before it became a big deal. Even before they became a big deal, rates were still too low. No one is arguing that. I'll be doing a live call-in show. This one I'm not going to make a call-in show because I got to end it within an hour so I could put it up on social media, on the other social media. But I'll do a live call-in show tonight. That's at 9 o'clock. That'll be all live. Justin Schribner said, we've all seen the image of the truck parked on the Ferrari. I know, and that's the same thing. A little people do a little bit of background and find out what it's really for, and then everyone's like, no, it's because of you know, he didn't pay his driver. He didn't do this. It's because of cheap freight. It's because it was a broker's Ferrari. People drive all that. Tyson Lawrence said, you should rent a Ferrari and drive fast down Constitution Ave. You know what's really funny is there's a group of brokers that talked to me. We all talked about it and how funny that would be. Not that it would actually be funny, but you know, just be like, oh, it's the whole thing. It sucks. The freight rate, the freight market sucks. And the fact that nobody there is doing anything to, I mean, it's been going on for 13 days, almost 2 weeks. It's been going on for 13 days now, and there hasn't been a solution presented to anybody. The only person to come out with a solution was the Transportation Intermediaries Association, an association for 3PLs and freight brokers. They're the only ones. They're the only ones. And this is not fake. They're the only ones who have provided who told of the economic crisis. They're the only ones, which is sad. It's sad. No one else has. No one else has put forth a big effort. There is a grassroots movement right now that is building, and I think they'll have a lot more planned just because of who their leadership are and who they're not affiliating with at all. And just some of the things that I've you know, the emails that I got yesterday and who they're trying to partner with to try to affect change. They even said in one of their letters to the TIA, they said, hey, you guys are the only ones to actually show support for small trucking. How ironic is that, that a freight broker association is the only one to say, hey, we need financial support. Alex Dowell says, Steve, call a broker live. Don't tell us who the broker is. I mean, for what? For what? Rose Jimenez said rates are down because carriers are cheap. Eventually the SE carriers will go out of business and that should help get better rates. Well, they're down, not necessarily. Well, they are down in part because carriers are accepting these low rates, but that's not really why they're down. They're down because we have an overcapacity of trucks. And the FMCSA and the megas and ATA and all that, they're doing everything they can to restrict or to remove the limitations on new CDL drivers to enter the market. Uber is doing the same thing with its new partnership with CloudTrucks. Everybody's actively working against small trucking, but small trucking sitting in D.C. right now and on social media saying, brokers are bad, brokers are bad, we need regulation for brokers. That's the only thing that matters. We don't care if we actually survive this as long as you regulate brokers. Even though that's not what they're saying, you know that's what they're saying. Anyone that actually has it can think about it for a second. Does anybody think that the government is going to go and be like, you know what? Yes, private companies now need to disclose stuff, and we're going to change the contract. It would be fought in the legal battle forever. It would be fought for years and years and years before anything's actually done. Jose Jimenez said brokers pay too. I mean, brokers that have had to lay people off, there are going to be hundreds of freight brokers that aren't able to sustain because freight volumes didn't just go down for carriers. It actually doesn't work that way. Freight volumes went down for freight brokers as well. We all saw the same, especially everyone that works the spot market, we all saw the same reduction of freight. We all saw the same reduction in freight volumes. Me, like I said, I've moved one load in the past four or five weeks. One load. You know what that does to my personal economic, you know, I mean, I save money. I wasn't that stupid beforehand, but I didn't save enough. So I'm still like, oh, crap, I need to either make money or I need to get more ads or something like that. You know, I need to make more money because otherwise I'm screwed a little bit in the meantime. History of All Forms on YouTube said, Steve, if I want a person standing on the outside looking in ideas on a fix, not the fix, reach out to me. Yeah, I mean, you could send me an email, live@freightbrokerlive.com. I don't have time to shoot you an email. You could send me one, though. Ron Miles said the market is flooded with trucks. Absolutely. That's why rates are low. Mike Reela said, do I believe that brokers deserve 50% of the load cost? Absolutely not, under no circumstances. I take that back. Right now, no. On a standard day, if a carrier's happy with it, then yeah. It, you know, if a carrier accepts a load and he's happy with the rate, then who cares how much a freight broker makes? Doesn't. And I felt the same way as a carrier when I had my own truck. It didn't bother me. But do I think right now any freight broker should be making 50%? No, I don't. Because it's the rates are too damn low anyway. So no, I don't at all. Unless you're an LTL broker. If you're an LTL broker, then yeah, you can make 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100% of the profit margin because their rates. Justin Schribner said, and my dumbass is out trying to buy another truck. People are, there's quite a few of us. You know, I've thought about it. I thought about going back out in a truck now because when rates do come back, they're going to be good. Josh Gonzalez said, you make it seem like brokers are untouchable, small trucking and David, and brokers are Goliath. I don't know if that's a message to me, but no. What I'm saying is that people have to understand basic economics. Everyone is now, every single agenda that's been pushed has been about freight broker price gouging. That's it. Every single agenda that's been pushed has had to deal with price gouging or caps on broker commissions or broker transparency arguments. Not a single one has been a solution to the actual issue. Jeffrey Lighton said 50% of what? You're out of your mind. I don't know what you mean because I think I was pretty straightforward. And I don't know. I can't tell if you're commenting to me because I moved the screen. But actually, let me see if I can check that. But to me, in a regular time, if a carrier's happy with the load, let me see. No, so I guess you are talking to me. Someone asked a question. Do I think a broker deserves to make 50% of a load? And I say, what did I say? I said, no, right now, no. But if I go out through all the work, say rates are good and rates are fine. Say it's 2018 right now. And I get a customer that I've been working at trying to get for a couple of months. And then the customer's like, hey, guess what? Finally got a load for you. And I go, all right, cool. And he says, how much to get this sucker moved? And it's a big oversized load. And I quote it out, and the carrier tells me $8,000. And I go to the customer, and I say, hey, you have a ballpark price? And he's like, yeah, you know, $10,000, $12,000. That way it's 50% profit margin. The carrier is the one who said it would be $8,000. Upsold that rate to a customer. That's what happens. What do you think? The price of milk stays the price of milk? That's what happens when we're selling a service. If you needed more money, it's your job to make sure you get more money. Does that make sense, Jeffrey? You pay the insurance, maintain, drive, sleep, and repair. Absolutely. You absolutely do. And that's why when a broker asks how much you want for the load, you give them your rate. How much the broker makes after that should not matter. If a broker offers you $2 a mile and it's not enough for you, then you say no. It doesn't matter if the broker's making another $2 a mile on top of that. In a national crisis like this, I don't feel the same way. But when rates are fine and everyone is moving on their own, that's fine. Jeffrey Lighton said you should get no more than 15% by law. Well, I'm just going to shut that argument up real quick, and then I'll end the video, and just you guys can watch later at 9 o'clock if you want. But here's the truth. If you say anyone who says brokers should be regulated because the expense of a broker is all the same, right? So we all get 15% no matter what, right? That's what a lot of people are pushing for, or 7%. I've heard it's all over the ballpark. Look at you and Omega. If Omega is making, you know, if their cost to operate is $1.50 a mile, so you can you operate at $1.50 a mile, Jeffrey Lighton? I guarantee you can't. And unless you want this going back, like the TIA said, I would hate to have to agree with them, but unless you want the whole industry regulated again, the whole, you know, trying to to stop. There's a good one. Nathaniel Thomas Chadrick said, show me your expense report, Jeff, and I'll add 15%. We can make a deal. Daniel Lance said, brokers don't own anything to sell. You don't have 1 cent in it. Why do you guys work the spot market? Why do you guys not have your own customers? Oh, I know, because it's hard. It's hard. It's hard to go out and get customers when you're forced to drive a truck. I understand that. That's why we have freight brokers. That's why you utilize them. Alexander Golaski said, you are not in D.C. You don't know what's going on there. Truckers block roads after cops didn't let buses stay there. I watched the whole video live. I don't even know if you're still in D.C., but I watched the entire video from the beginning. The truckers didn't block the – you could see it from the pictures in the video that I played earlier in this video. That is not what happened at all, Alex. And I think I talked to you when I was in D.C. You watch those videos as well. Those trucks stop there and force the buses to go around them. And then the protesters walk down the center and block those roads. And then the cops force the buses to turn around as the buses were doing U-turns in the middle of the street. We all saw those videos, bud. It's not just one guy making it up. Shay Armstrong said, if both parties, Broken Care, are happy with their agreed rate, then it shouldn't matter what the margin. I that's common sense, but a lot of people don't like to use common sense, especially in this argument. A lot of people don't. A lot of people don't like to use it. They just want everyone regulated. You know, broker, you know, here's how's broker regulated? Why do brokers need to be regulated? If carriers are making enough money, then they should be fine. No, here's the thing. Were people pushing for brokers to be regulated in 2018? No, they weren't. Jeffrey Lighton said, we blocked the roads because buses want to take the show. Because the buses planned it before you guys. The buses had press releases out from the middle of April about the same thing. And Jeff, I don't know if you're in D.C., but I doubt it. And if you are, more power to you. And then you're asking if I want pictures. I don't know who you're talking to. All right. I think that's it for me. I'm about done with this. Alexander said buses had stopped in Virginia before D.C., of course, 6 feet low enforcement. I have no idea what you're talking about, bro. Yeah, they stopped in, I mean, because they came from across the country. The same thing you guys did when you went into D.C. You stopped in Maryland, you stopped in Virginia, you stopped in Pennsylvania, and then you came in together. It's the same exact thing those buses did. They have a very active Twitter account, far more active than anything else. You're able to go look them up on Twitter and back up all the stuff that I've said. With that said, guys, I'm going to wrap this show up. We'll see you later. I'll be live at 9 o'clock tonight for the first episode of Freight and Whiskey, where I talk freight and drink whiskey. See ya.